Don and Bonnie Rohr live in Eastern Passage, which is part of Wrangell's back channel. Both of them plan on voting no in the upcoming election for borough incorporation.
I don't trust this city government to control a borough.
That's Don Rohr. He thinks it's inevitable that the borough assembly will tax the outlying areas at the full 12.75 mill rate instead of maintaining the now proposed 4 mills. He says it happened to them with their property in the back channel. They pay the full 12.75 mill rate even though they don't get all the services being offered in town. Bonnie Rohr is Don Rohr's wife.
We have a school-age child, and when we were promised services, he wanted to go to our school with his friends in town. One of the services would have been to provide school bus. They won't come out there. And it's only 4 miles from town, but they will not drive a school bus out there to pick him up, so he can't go to school. And that's one of our services that we were supposed to be, provided.
The Rohrs also own property on Farm Island, which is one of the outlying areas being proposed as part of the Wrangell Borough.
We spend part of the year there. I expect sooner or later they're going to tax us at an inflated 100% for nothing. We get no services up there. We never will because it's in a wilderness area. They'll never build a road. They'll never put a fire station there. There are no roads on that island. Much as the back channel is in the same situation. Very few of the home sites have a road close to them.
Dick Ballard is another person who plans on voting no in the upcoming election. The difference between the current city charter and the proposed borough charter is an issue he cannot overlook. City borough attorney James Brennan says the differences between the two charters can be rectified with either ordinances or a charter amendment. A charter amendment would have to go before the vote of the people, which could take place during the next general election.
The differences between the proposed borough charter and the existing city charter are primarily a process, and they are not so great that they can't be resolved to the extent people want to within 6 months in a charter amendment election in October.
Ballard and others said they wanted to change the charter in the borough petition to match the current city charter. Brennan says that through the state procedures, changing the charter in the petition would mean starting the two-year borough process all over again.
The charter is part of the package and can't be severed out and changing it without starting the process all over again. The charter was part of what was approved by the requisite number of petitioners, signers, both inside and outside the city of Wrangell. And the charter was part of what was approved by the local boundary commission when it approved the petition after the hearing here in Wrangell. And the only step left at this point is the election. So if the charter were to be changed now, we'd have to go all the way back to square one.
But Ballard doesn't care.
I think we should have our charter in the document, and then if it doesn't conform to the borough thing, they could amend our charter, not amend a defective charter. And I think it would be a wise move to wait 2 years if that's necessary.
While many of the questions directed at Brennan expressed skepticism and concern towards Wrangell becoming a borough, there were some individuals among the audience of 50 that were very much for the borough. Wrangell resident Gail Gross is one of them. According to Brennan, one of the main benefits of Wrangell becoming a borough has to do with the University Lands Act.
The university was allowed to select certain lands in the Wrangell region. The specific lands were specified in the legislation. They're in the law. But there is a provision also in the law that if a Wrangell or Petersburg borough forms by July 1, 2009, and such a borough selects those certain particular lands that the university otherwise would get, then the borough gets those lands instead of the university.
The key lands that pertain to Wrangell are Tom's Place, Olive Cove, and Earl West Cove. Gross is concerned that if Wrangell does not become a borough in time, valuable land in those key areas may be left for development by the university.
Two of those areas are very significant salmon streams, and I think they're worthy of being removed from development. I think they're really important public spaces. They should remain public use areas. And they're important habitat, fisheries primarily. Olive Cove has Snake Creek, and Tom's Place has Tom's Creek. And Tom's Lake is one of our major sockeye-producing lakes on the island, and I just think those are areas that really should be watched over so that future generations can enjoy them the way that we do.
Gross owns property in town as well as in Olive Cove, and she says borough incorporation should be an important issue for everyone.
I think a lot of people in town really don't aren't aware of what's going on or really even care because it's areas that won't affect them. But I think it's really important, and we have property at Olive Cove. There's people living out there, and they have fears of being taken over by government and things like that. And so I think it's important, you know, we're kind of all in this together.
Ballots for the upcoming election were mailed by the Division of Elections on Monday, and people can return the ballots up until Tuesday, May 6. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.